Welcome to Aging Gayfully. We're about adventure, leisure, travel, being a citizen of the world, traveling to destinations, and being a part of the global community as we age and prosper in body, mind, and spirit.
Welcome to Aging Gayfully. I'm Josh, and I'm trying to age gayfully.
And I'm Chris, and I am aging gayfully because I have great friends like Josh.
You are the Jedi Master on the hill that I look towards for wisdom. You are teaching me.
Is it my beard? Are it the red glasses? Or what, you know,
it's the whole package, my friend. It's everything. Yeah. It is everything.
Yeah. Don't let Amanda know.
Listen, she's our number one listener. It's your it's your blithesome spirit.
Well, thank you. But you know, the whole thing about aging gayfully, you can't do it solo.
Can't you? Say more about that.
To age gayfully, whether no matter what side of the orientation fence you're on, you can't do this solo. You have to find a— when I say the word companion, I don't mean you don't need to shack up with somebody, but you need that outlet. You need that friendly person. You need that somebody that you can talk to, or that group you can be around. So that's one of the essence of aging is camaraderie, feeling as one, feeling safe. And I think we're going to get into a little bit of that today with some travel tips, but you know, it kind of comes full circle and look at the friendship that we've developed here in this past year.
And the idea of community is such an important thing.
Community is what life is all about. Yeah, feeling that sense of belonging, and you know, it's— we think we can do a lot of things by ourselves, and we want to be able to do some things by ourselves. But when it comes to life in general, you know, and I've lived by myself. I've lived with Richard. I've got a roommate now that, you know, we're but having the essence of knowing that you're connected, that you're not doing this by yourself. You know, we all want our independence, but independence is something different than being solo. You know, it's those little nuances of words that, you know, I can do it myself. I don't need anybody's— I don't need anybody's help. But you know, it's kind of like my friend who I'll see later on today. He's 89 and he's fiercely, fiercely independent. And I asked him recently. I said, "Are you going to feel comfortable asking for help when you need it?" He scratched his head and said, "You know what? I don't know. But I know when I travel, I need some help. And if I want to travel, I have to be realistic and say, I can't pick up and go to Mexico City on my own as much as I want to, but I can have a travel companion to help me do that." And that's, you know, it's another example of that, the balance between going solo and independence and just having a little help. Because, you know, I think you've heard me say this before, asking for help is a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness.
We are all interconnected and we all need each other more than we think that we need each other. And I think that as we age, we start to be confronted with the fact that we need other people. Our eyes are open to it. It's interesting. As kids, we know that we need other people. We need our parents to help us. We become teenagers, and all of a sudden, we know everything. And trust me, I've gone through now three teenagers in this family, and another one will happen in another few years. But then as we age, we are reminded that we are all interconnected, and we all need each other. We never stopped needing each other. But when we're in those years of being vital and strong, we have the illusion of the ability to do it all on our own. But that's just what it is, an illusion. So yeah, we need each other.
It is an illusion, right?
Mm-hmm. I need you. Yeah. I need my family. I need the listeners. And we all need each other.
We all need each other. Mm-hmm. And it's not kumbaya. It's just a reality.
So this is ostensibly a travel podcast, but of course, travel is a metaphor here. Well,
travel is a metaphor.
We talk mm-hmm. about actual travel, but yeah. also it's the travels of the soul.
Yeah, and that travel to the soul, it's a journey in and of itself. A lot of roller coasters.
Yep, I often say that my life is like a theme park.
You know, I like that. But I mean, you're a real good example of bringing joy into people's lives with the work that you do and the skills that you have. You bring joy to people's lives just by your presence.
But isn't that why we're supposed to be here? Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
That's how my understanding of life is supposed to be, is being there for somebody else and being supportive.
Absolutely. Let's support people by talking about the getting there. To me, the most stressful mm-hmm. part of traveling is the traveling, not the being. You know what I'm saying? Being in the place, being at your destination, it's a joy.
But getting there.
Yeah. Traveling is, it seems like it's only gotten more stressful. And you are in the travel industry, so you understand better than most the stresses and strains that were put upon that industry and the structure of that industry during mm-hmm. and right after the pandemic, of course, and we're still experiencing that. And so it feels to me that especially air travel is so much more stressful now.
Air travel is challenging for even the strongest of individuals. You know, there's lines, there's rules, there's regulations, there's more lines, there's technology. I think the other thing that, because there's no two airports alike, and even the airlines in and of themselves have different check-in type of policies. And, you know, it's one thing to get a, do you want a paper ticket or do you want you want a QR code on your phone? These modern day technology components sometimes don't make travel easy. But I think one of the most important things is what is your comfort zone? Do you feel like you need that ticket in your hand? If that's the case, then I'd say go for it. And I have that ticket in your hand. If you're comfortable with technology, you know, then go the route of the electronic ticket. There's no rule that says you can't have both. Because does technology ever fail?
Oftentimes.
You're standing there at the TSA and they're going to, wait a minute, I'm almost out of juice. Where are my tickets on me?
Yeah.
I think for everybody, having that paper ticket, even if you're going to use your phone to check in, having that paper ticket as a backup is so critical. And especially for, you know, this doesn't make, if you're 25 or 85, it's just prudent to have that backup in place, which takes me to another area. Spend this is really for anybody. It doesn't make any difference if you're, again, 25 or 85. Are you taking medicine? Okay. So, you know, the medicine, you want that to go in your carry-on bag.
And in general, I don't think enough people keep in mind that your baggage can always get lost. So the carry-on for me and for the family, the carry-on is the necessities. It's the emergency packet.
It's the emergency packet.
It's the medicine. Yeah. It's the maybe the cords and electronics. It's the things that you absolutely cannot do without, or it would be extremely inconvenient to do without.
Bags do get lost. And, you know, with modern technology, you can put one of those tracer devices in your bags to locate that. But what do you need once you get off that plane, whether it's medicine or, you know, your electronics or, you know, what are the, you know, a change of clothes.
Important documents.
you know, that's a nut, and that's exactly where I was going with this. You know, your important documents. What do you need when you travel? Well, if you're traveling domestically, well, you know, those documents, they're pretty much transferable. You know, you can take them from one state to another, and they're going to be recognized. But what if you're traveling internationally?
Talk about that a little bit, because I've done very little international travel. So besides the passport, which obviously that's a thing that you need to really keep a hand on, what are other things that you would need?
Very similar in one sense. You need all your medicine. You need a list of your medicine. You need your tickets, obviously. But what about if you get sick while you're abroad? Have you looked at the different travel protection plans that are available, whether you're on a cruise or an airline, or if you're going to a third party? I'm always hesitant to say the word insurance, because a lot of times it's travel protection, not insurance. There's a slippery slope there. But you know, what is your emergency plan when you're traveling? Now, and I'm not saying this in a way to make people afraid of traveling. I'm just saying, why don't you enjoy, in order to enjoy your trip, think about what would happen if there's an emergency. How would authorities reach your connections, your loved ones? Do you have this documented in something that you're carrying, whether it's, you know, a carry-on pouch or a strap bag or something? How can people best serve you in the midst of an emergency? Because emergencies do happen. You know, one of the things about that is, you know, any type of travel protection that you could get from a travel advisor, or, you know, doing it on your own. It's very critical to have that that peace of mind when you travel.
When you say travel protection, what does that entail?
Well, there's a variety of plans that are available, from a full package for if you had a health calamity and passed away. Well, you know, we don't often have comfortable having these conversations, but death can be a very expensive experience, especially if you're abroad.
Or if you're a gentleman. It doesn't matter.
Well, are you a gentleman?
Sorry, I couldn't pass it up. I'm sorry. I apologize to everyone for that.
But no, you know, these are conversations that you want to have. You want to be excited about the trip. Even you want to, but why do I get so emotional when I talk about this stuff? But if you want to really have a good time, you know, have some of these serious conversations with your travel partner beforehand, in case of an emergency does arise. You know, where are your papers? What plans do you have in place? Do you have travel protection? Any travel advisor would be able to direct you to policies that would fit your needs. And there's a variety. You get the bare minimum to the Cadillac. It just depends on what your needs are. You know, it can also help protect your trip
from cancellations due to sickness.
And if you do have a health calamity, though, you know, they're gonna be there for you. You know, one of the best examples I can give was when we did a cruising polar bear trip a few years ago, and one of the fellows on the trip, he had a health issue and ended up being taken off the ship. Spent a few days in a hospital with a procedure in Portugal. He had the protection, didn't have a dime out of pocket. It wasn't so much that, you know, obviously the financial aspect of it was, but the customer service that he got both from the cruise line and the protection provider was off the charts. And he only had to worry about getting better. Yeah. They took care of everything for him.
Yeah.
Because he had, you know, he had purchased the Cadillac.
So another stressful thing is going through airport security, TSA procedures. But I do understand that if you are 75 years or older, there's a different screening procedure for you and through TSA. Is that so?
Yeah, there is. And that's when you raise your hand and you say, yes, I am 75. So you know, you don't have to take your shoes off.
Yeah.
There's a whole different screening procedure for people that are 75 or older, but you know, you have to step up. You have to tell, you have to tell the agent. And for the most part, I've never run into a rude TSA agent. They're always there to help, but you have to be able to tell them what's going on. So, you know, for instance, I've got a medical device inserted in my chest. So, you know, one of the first things I do is I walk up, I just point to my chest and they know, you know, and I have the documentation with me also. And that's another important thing. If you've got a medical issue, bring your documentation with you. I can't walk through the metal detector. I have to do the one where you stand up and put your arms in. So if I walk through the metal detector, I think the metal would...
Oh, you'd explode. Got it.
Yeah. So, the other thing with TSA is, you know, do the TSA pre-check, the global entry. Those are all handled up pre-boarding. I think my pre-check is good for 5 years and the global entry. You know, those help alleviate a lot of stress.
And so the experience is you register for this and then you just go right on through, correct?
Well, you register for the TSA pre-check. When I did it, there was, you know, a $75 fee for it, but it was well worth it because remember when school, we loved to butt up in line in front of other people. Well, TSA pre-check is, the line is usually a lot shorter.
And I was reading somewhere where we can't make any assumptions if we do have any sort of assisted devices. For example, if you have oxygen, not all airlines will allow you to have your portable oxygen on the plane.
Right. And that's another real important component to travel. You know, what are your, and I use this word lightly, you know, what are your health calamities? Do you need early boarding? Do you need a wheelchair? You know, these are all things that sometimes we take for granted, but when we travel, it could be a whole different ball of wax. Upon reservation, let the vendor know, the travel vendor know what your health calamity is, that you need a wheelchair or that you need a pre-boarding. These are the times not to be reticent. if you want to enjoy your trip, enjoy it twofold by readily admitting that you need some help to get on board. You know, we've all sat there and watched the pre-boarding and you say, such a good thing to do for folks so they don't feel pressured. Because there's enough pressure standing in line trying to get on a plane.
Let's talk a little bit about packing, because I'm the guy who...
Oh, you mean you can't take a steamer trunk with you?
Not anymore. We're not in the 1950s. But you know, I'm the guy who will pack 7 pairs of shorts for a 3-day trip. It's a problem. I do not pack wisely.
7 pairs of shorts for a 3-day trip sounds like planning for a wardrobe malfunction or something.
Well, no, but you don't know. If you get up, like let's say you're on a cruise, you're seeing these people all the time. So you go to breakfast, you go back to the room. You're not going to show them the same outfit for lunch. What's wrong with you? Surely you should know this. And then for dinner, forget about
it. That's right. You know, we need to come up with an aging gayfully line of clothing that's reversible.
Reversible. That's excellent. Now, you need to be able to get at least 3 different types of uses out of one piece of clothing. This is the aging gayfully line, is being super flexible, but always fabulous.
Well, you know, your underwear, you just turn it inside out the next day.
No. Turning it inside out is like the 3rd day on. But that's a different podcast. But let's do talk about, are there things that we wouldn't think of, that I wouldn't think of, that would actually make life easier as we pack? Besides, of course, making sure that when you take your bag, you should have a pre-approved bag so that it's the right size to be able to fit. Because
right size bag.
And that you don't.
It's 22 or 20, 22 inches. Yeah.
And that you don't assume that just because it's a soft-sided bag that you can just fill it so that it's basically now an oval. Well, this is not going to make it on the plane. You say, well, yeah, it's in the approved bag. Well, sure it is, but also you're a bit of an idiot. So that's my tip.
Comments and concerns to Josh at agentgayfully.com. That's Josh Listen. At agentgayfully.com. Not Chris at agentgayfully.com.
Listen, we care about you. We're going to shoot straight.
We're going to shoot
Please
straight.
Make
That's
sense.
Right.
Please
even
make
if,
sense.
Even if we happy. Are aging gayfully, we're going to shoot straight.
Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe shoot straight is not the term I want to use. We got to think of a different term now that I think about it.
You're the best ally we could have, so that's okay.
We are going to speak directly. How's
We're
that?
We're going to speak directly.
So, packing. Oh, guru, help me.
Well, you know, I think packing for gay people is probably really hard. How many outfits can you have? But no, actually, packing is hard for everybody. You know, what do you need? What are the essentials? How many bow ties do you need on this trip? And I think I'm going to kind of go in reverse here. I think we've all come back from a trip and we've got this, you know, the suitcase, whether it's a 3-day trip or it's a 2-week trip or it's a month long cruise, whatever that trip was, we open that suitcase up and we say, damn, I didn't wear this. I didn't wear that. What was I thinking? And I carried this around the whole fucking trip.
I guarantee you, though, not all of the clothes were worn, but all of the clothes were picked up, looked at, set down, and then you've gone to it. So all of the clothes were touched.
All the clothes were touched.
They just weren't worn.
I don't feel like wearing that today. But you know, when we were packing, we were looking. That shirt, I haven't worn this shirt in 6 months. It's going to be great on this cruise. Well, you know what? Another month just went by when you didn't wear it.
Yes, the same reason why you don't wear it at home is the same reason why you look at it and say, that doesn't quite fit the way I want it to fit.
So, you know, what is the prudent way of packing? You know, what do you really need? How can you pack? There's so many different luggages and suitcases and travel packs, and there's so many wonderful products out there that could fit your need. But you have to ask yourself the question, how much do you really need? If you're out on a two-week trip, well, if you're on a cruise, well, you know, you could pay a little extra to have cleaning. Most hotels, you know, 3-star and above, will have some type of laundry service available. I'd rather spend the extra cash to have laundry done while I'm on a trip than lugging a piece of luggage around. And especially, I want to make sure I say this about me, not the general public. On our last trip to Spain, 6 weeks in, started out in Italy. We flew from Milan to Malaga, Spain, and I kept looking at these freaking bags that I had. It's like, I didn't need all this. I carried all this to, you know, 6 different destinations in Spain. It's that mindset, what you think you need versus what you really need. And only you can determine that. And you usually determine it, I didn't need this while I was, why did I pack this? So, what are the essentials? You know, the basics. You know, obviously, your medicine, your toiletries. But how many shirts do you really need? How many pairs of pants do you really need? Less is more.
So as far as packing, one thing that Amanda has introduced me to that I really appreciate are these. Have you heard of these packing cubes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For luggage? So I'd never heard of them before. I don't know how long they've been around, but if you've not heard of these little things, I wish I had invented them. It's just another one of these damn things that I'm just like, of course. And so what it is, it's just a smaller bag, usually a mesh bag. It has some structure, so it does take the shape of a flat, like rectangular, mm-hmm. three-dimensional space. And you can pack different things, like you can pack your underwear in one, you can pack your shirts in the other, your socks. Such a great idea. Makes packing so much easier. And then, of course, finding your stuff, because as we all know, the tendency is 2 days into the trip, and it's like you've taken a giant wooden spoon and just mixed all the clothing around like a giant luggage stew inside of your bag, and you can't find anything. But these packing cubes, they're great.
They're great because they help organize. They help sort the clothing, your belongings out and luggage. It's pretty ingenious.
Again, wish I'd have thought of it.
I do too, because you'd be a gazillionaire.
It would be Aging Gayfully packing cubes merch.
Well, you know what? Merchandise is coming to Aging Gayfully, so.
I just had the best idea. You know, cubes are great, but how boring is that? I want to do packing stars, packing diamonds, packing rainbows, all of the different shapes, like cookie cutters, except packing cubes in different shapes, Aging Gayfully. Coming to a storefront to you.
Coming in 2024.
There you go.
Book it.
There you go.
No pun intended. Book it. Get it.
Well, I think we're gonna draw a line under this topic right now, though there's always so much more to be said. The only thing I would add is that we were talking about documents, and one of the things that we purchased when we were going to the United Kingdom are these little passport pouches that you wear around your neck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then if you're not comfortable wearing something around your neck, then also they have these over-the-shoulder body bags that go, mm-hmm. And they sit close to your body. And that's also a great place to keep all the stuff that you need to get to immediately, but also that you want to feel that they're in a really safe place. Because I don't necessarily trust pockets, because they have a name for people who go into your pockets and get things. If it's prevalent enough for them to have figured out a different word for it, then I don't want to have to deal with it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as we move on to another topic here, I think a couple of more things I'd like to say is you know, when you're traveling, beware of free Wi-Fi. Be careful about signing on to to free Wi-Fi in airports or restaurants. Yeah, hopefully you've got a package where you've got unlimited Wi-Fi through your server. But, you know, be mindful about that. You know, look at the trip realistically, like we were talking about, you know, what really you need. Get to whatever travel vendor you're using, get there early. Getting there early takes so much pressure off. And the other thing, especially, you know, it's a rule really for everybody, but especially for seniors like myself. Drink a lot of water, move your legs around. You know, if you're sitting on whether it's a plane ride or a train ride or a bus ride, and you're sitting for a long time, you know, flex your legs, flex your muscles. You know, don't be overtly sedentary while you're traveling, because that could, you know, that might trigger your travel protection. We don't want to do that. So,
and compression socks are your friend.
Compression socks are your friend, even if they do cover up your tattoos like they do to mine. but it can't be all about appearance.
New from Aging Gayfully: custom compression socks that have your tattoos printed on them. Yes,
coming in 2024.
Oh man, the ideas are just flowing. I love it. We're gonna make millions, my friend.
I'm having some Aging Gayfully coffee, but But I did get a new tattoo this week.
Oh yes, it looks very nice. And who is that?
That's Bo.
All right. Well, who is Bo? You got to tell the listeners. I know who Bo is.
Bo, you know, it's, you know, Bo is my alter ego. You know, Bo ties it together on Aging Gayfully. He's that happy-go-lucky travel companion that you have. He might even carry your luggage if you ask him. But we all have that that alter ego. And for me, it's Bo. I don't feel like I wear flashy clothes, but Bo wears flashy clothes. But, you know, Bo is always there with a kind word. Bo's always back there for you when you're having a blue day. And Bo's there to be your friend, so you're never isolated. And Bo's a big part of Aging Gayfully. So I needed to have Bo on my arm.
Love it.
So, and you know, here's another a weird Chris McClellan ritual. Going to the tattoo artist to me is like going for a spa day. That old saying is true when it comes to tattoo. You can't just have one.
Yeah.
First one I got was a rose in memory of Richard. And it's been like, okay, well, what's the next one? What's the next one? What's the next one? Well, this one was just finished this week, and there's already two in mind. So,
yeah, I don't have any yet. We're still debating what we want.
I've got the perfect tattoo artist for you down here in South Florida. So
there you go.
There you
go.
Not
a sponsor. All right, Chris. Well, we're going to tie a bow tie onto this one and then send it out into the world. Where can people interact with us? How can they get a hold of us?
They can interact with us at aginggayfully.com, and they can email us at yesiam@aginggayfully.com.
Yeah, get in touch with us. We want to build a big, vibrant, happy, caring, supportive community around aging gayfully, because that's what it means to age gayfully.
That's what it means to age. We're all aging gayfully. You don't have to be gay to age gayfully, but it does help.
All right, folks.
Okay.
We'll talk to you next week.